you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Claudia Puig and Peter Rayner. First up, No Hard Feelings, a comedy starring Jennifer Lawrence, directed and co-written by Gene Stupnitsky. Claudia.
Well, the R-rated racy sex comedy used to be a movie staple. This is not a way to bring it back. There are very few laughs here. The plot points and twists don't come together. Haphazard editing, lots of predictability. It just doesn't really come together or work.
No Hard Feelings is rated R in wide release. The documentary Desperate Souls, Dark City, and The Legend of Midnight Cowboy looks at the 1969 Oscar-winning film. Peter.
This is a fascinating documentary for the most part, based on Glenn Frankel's book. It places the film in a sociological context that's quite interesting. I think it does try to do too much. There's too much Vietnam in this film for what I think this film supports, but it's definitely worth seeing.
Claudia.
Yeah, I appreciate it as kind of it was filled with fascinating stories, and it gives you a sense of the time of 1969 and the turbulence. And it feels like a must for any cinephile.
Desperate Souls, Dark City, and The Legend of Midnight Cowboy is directed by Nancy Bersky. It's unrated. It's at Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A. and the Lemley Town Center in Encino. The documentary The Last Rider looks at American cyclist Greg LeMond. It's directed by Alex Holmes. Peter.
As a piece of filmmaking, it's pretty conventional, but it's a fascinating story about an amazingly aspiring guy, Greg LeMond, who was the 3-time winner of the Tour de France. And it goes through his whole life from his high school days up until the present, with lots of interviews with himself and his wife and others involved in the Tour de France. Fascinating.
The Last Rider is rated PG-13. It's in select theaters. And After Sherman, a documentary which premieres next Monday on PBS stations, directed by John Cesare Goff, it looks at the gullah culture of the American Southeast. Claudia?
This is a gorgeously shot, beautifully layered, and moving exploration of this coastal South Carolina's history of racial trauma seen through the lens of gullah culture. It's a fascinating deep dive also into homeland and forgiveness, and it's just a very contemplative personal essay.
One of the things I loved, you're saying it's really about, you know, where is your homeland? Is
yes.
it where you're born? Is it where you feel that you're at home?
Right.
And when you have multiple cultures, which one really comes to the fore?
Or do they Sounds all come together, braided together? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The film is After Sherman. The documentary premieres on PBS stations Monday evening. It was the winner of Best Documentary at the Santa Barbara International Film Festival, which is programmed by our Claudia Puig. For Claudia and for Peter Rayner, I'm Larry Mantle. Thank you for joining us for the Film Week Marquee. We remind you the full hour of Film Week is available wherever you get your podcasts or at LAist.com. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.